Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
And here they are, MSK and Mr. Lou.
Yes, what's up?
In the building. Why the double U on Lou?
I didn't want to L-O-O.
Oh, you didn't want to be
that one.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to be that one?
It's funny how we think. Like, I didn't even think in that direction. But I see how people would.
I believe
potentially. So then why even Lou in the beginning?
You know what? I come from a hip-hop era.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, so a lot of people then
he's a rapper.
That I used to rap with, they used to call me Lou because my full name is Lunga. So they used to shorten it and be like, Lou,
yeah,
what's up, Lou? So that's why I went with the name Lou.
And now you just put a full-on L-U-U-U whole situation to it. But this, I mean, what is it? There was no hip-hop in what I heard just now, right?
This guy can out-rap a lot of cats in SA hip-hop.
I'm sure he can.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure he can. So, but the decision to change it up and all of that?
You know, it wasn't like really like a decision for us to change it up because we come from a musical inclined background.
Yeah.
So like we listen to jazz, we listen to hip hop, we listen to pop, we listen
it's
to
funny,
everything.
We never listen to
but
house
we
music.
We never listen to house music. Yeah. We only go to studio and make house music because we don't want a certain influence from other producers of house music. So it's not really a change. Yeah, we just grew up in a very musical inclined background, so
yeah.
We're just versatile like that.
Now, people speak about a bromance, but then the two of you, it's like not even a bromance. It's like a full-time. It's a full-time bromance. Some people are part-time on weekends.
Yeah.
You guys are like, I mean, how much time? You probably spend more time with each other than you do with...
With everyone.
Yeah.
With everyone.
It's crazy.
Since it's been like 15 years.
Wow, 15 years.
Of friendship.
Yeah. 15 years, and we've been tight like this.
Yeah.
We actually come from a crew.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
A crew called Point Five.
Yeah.
There was like five of us in the crew. Heavy K is also from that crew.
Yeah.
Years went by and then, you know groups.
No one speaks about crews anymore.
So that's what happened. Heavy K moved to his own things and then we were like chilling, not doing music after Point Five broke up.
Mm.
So like 3-4 years ago, we decided, no man, let's get back up because we can do this.
Yeah. And there's something quite cool about duos. I mean, in the South African music context, we have lots of cool duos. But I think it's probably amazing that you've managed to make it work for as long as what you have, because sometimes it doesn't last that long. What do you think you can attribute that to?
I think it's most of the time we spend time together, we play games together, and it's the honesty between us. He's an open guy and I'm an open guy, so I think that's more what made us stick together like this.
Yeah.
Now, producer Palesa, do you think this is a case of double trouble here with the two of them together?
The other double one just trouble. Said to me earlier, I know you from somewhere. I'm like, pick up lines already. No.
Icebreaker.
Double trouble.
You think so? They look so much like double trouble. This is why they like each other.
Do you guys ever get mistaken for the other? Because you do look a bit alike.
Yeah, a lot of people think we're twins at some times. So. Yeah,
it was a revolution. Crazy. Made everyone think that duos were twins.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about kind of making music a thing, because we're living in a country where every like 90% of young people in South Africa, you ask them what is it that you want to be, they probably say, I want to be a famous musician, I want to be a DJ, producer, whatever it is, stuff that you guys are doing.
Yeah.
But in the music space, and not everybody can actually translate that into money in a bank account.
That's true. As he said earlier on, we come from a very musical background. And for us, when we started music, it wasn't about money.
Mm.
We were doing it for the love. And we were excited we could actually do something that people would appreciate. And we started getting calls from people requesting our performances and everything.
Mm.
So that's when we saw, okay, we can actually make money off what we're doing. So it grew from that.
Then we started studying the business side of music.
Yeah.
Other than having to sit in studio and make music, you know.
Yeah.
Because we saw a lot of people, like, we've made music for a lot of big people out there. And at that time, we didn't know, like, we didn't even have a clue about royalties and everything. So we were just making music for the love of it. And then, obviously, we would see people how they react when they see us because they know this music, you know, it's the music that we made. So from then we ended up having to meet people like Oskidos and everyone. Then we started to study the business side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we thought, nah, there's more to it than just sitting in studio and just making music for the love of it, you know.
Is it wildly profitable to have a sophomore album that's at the top of the charts, which you guys, I mean, you've had? Is it a very profitable thing? Is it enough money that can you get enough it money is. Off of just that? Do you have to do other things?
I think if that couple it with building your brand, because there's endorsements that come with that. There's a lot of like gigs. A lot of money for artists really comes from gigs, not from the actual music. Because the streaming game now, we all know it's crazy. You get like 0.something cent for one stream.
I don't even know how they do it. I have no idea how it's calculated.
It's crazy. So a lot of money comes from your brand, actually. If you build your brand, then that's where the money's at.
And also having your music like on top, it also like boosts your brand as well. So it brings a lot of things, as MSK has said, gigs, endorsements, everything. So that's where we make a lot of money from.
And then with us, we decided not to only stick to the music, like the commercial type of music. We also do sounds for games. We do like samples for radio, everything. So we do almost everything.
What's the setup like? You guys must have it sounds like a lot of money goes into gear.
You'd be surprised. But you'd be surprised. We're working in a like small
bedroom studio.
We can do everything. Everything you guys have here as hardware, we have it.
Software.
It's the same thing.
Well, this is the world we live in now, that you don't need like crazy ridiculous analog
stuff. Yeah,
it's about how you make it work for you.
Yeah,
so
true.
You speak a lot about building a brand, but I mean, it's one thing for producer Palesa to be like, I'm building my brand, I want X, Y, and Z. But now there's two people that have to make those decisions. There's two people that have to approve every piece of artwork, that have to decide what the album cover looks like, that have to decide what the music video stuff may look like.
Yeah.
So how do you sort of formulate that?
You know, when I look at whatever that we are doing, we both look at it the same way, because we want it to work at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter who comes out with what idea. At the end of the day, we just need to focus on it, that it has to work. So and besides that, me and MSK, we come a very, very, very long way. We were friends way before the music thingy. So we understand each other's thinking.
We like share the same vision.
Yeah.
After, and everything that we do and we've done it ourselves, like from the cover of the album, from mixing, mastering and everything. Yeah. So I trust what he's doing, even in my absence. I trust him.
Same applies.
Good luck to any people that try and come between the two of you. It's like a romance.
They're busy
finishing each other's sentences. Yeah. All right. More with Mr. Lou and MSK. Other side of this. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. So lots of collaborations. I mean, that's kind of the name of the game with the music that you make, is that every track is an opportunity to work with someone new.
Yeah.
But that process, I mean, is it really like, is it just people direct messaging each other on Twitter? Like, does it work like that? Is that how, I mean, I'm not cool enough to know. I've never had these conversations like, I have an album, I have a track, I think you'd be good for it, we should hang. Like, how does it work?
For us, it's kind of different, because we, first of all, we told ourselves we don't want to work with like only the celebrities. We want what we feel like is needed for that particular song, because we make the beats at home, and then with no one there, no artist to sing on it, and then we decide who we want on the song, what type of voice do we want on the song. But yeah, that's how it happens. We call someone, we think it would fit in the song.
And another thing, you know, it's not as easy as other people would think it is to actually just get an artist to come and feature on the song. It's very difficult, because I remember the time we came back in Johannesburg, I think we called everyone for like a year, and we didn't get features. So what we did, we ended up going back to the people that we know that they're good. So we started working with them up until everyone started noticing. And then most of the people, they were the ones that came to us and said, "Gents, we want to work with you." You know, so we then started having features with other like people, producing songs for big names. Because like
we were here 2010, 11. We lived in Joburg for like a month or two. We had worked with everyone, like from Black Moshi, Maphorisa, and everyone. So when we came back, it was a different story. We couldn't get like those people to answer their calls, like almost everyone. Huh. So that's when we decided, no man, let's do this.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll catch up later on.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening now.
I mean, it's like, how much camaraderie is there in music?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Or is it is a super cutthroat? I mean, is it like...
It's crazy, bro. You just have to like do your own thing till they notice you're doing it. They will come back to you. Hmm. That's how it is in this game. It's tough, but...
Doesn't get easier.
It doesn't.
Who do you think's doing a really great job in music in SA that maybe we don't necessarily... Or who will we be speaking about next year? Maybe that's a better question.
Mr. Lou and MSK.
Okay.
Mr. Lou and MSK, definitely.
I mean, that's a
Shout out to all the guys that are doing well, though. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that are pushing.
Yeah.
Like Sun
should
L.
Stop.
Like Sun L. Okay.
You know why I'm saying Mr. Lou and MSK? You know, the hardest thing in the music industry is to, when you're down, is for you to actually come back up.
Mm. Yeah, it's the hardest thing.
And we've proven that it's possible. Because I remember the days when we were still 0.5, we were like the most, popping. Like biggest people talked about in SA. But then after that, everyone started like venturing into other people.
Mm.
So for us to come back up and end that trust again, it's the hardest thing you can ever do as an artist.
But you're doing it. I appreciate the fact that you said that it's you guys, because if you're not going to believe in yourselves and push yourselves, then like, I mean, how can you ever expect anybody else to think that you're remotely good at something? It's like a confidence thing. What do your family and friends think about how everything is turning out? Are they on board?
Everyone is excited, bro.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is excited. People are calling all over.
Like, yeah, they're all proud. They're all proud of the work that we've put in. Because we actually had to stop everything that we were doing.
Mm.
Quit work, come to Johannesburg, you know, quit school and do all this thing here. And without a financial backup or anything.
Mm. Yeah.
But right now we are here at this point and it was all... up to us, you know. We never went to bug other people and ask for this and ask for that. We decided ourselves that we're going to do it. So our families are pretty proud when they see the progress of the work that we've just put in.
Epic. So cool. All right, let's do the plugs. How do we keep up with you? What do we need to be listening to? Tell us. It's already been number one
First
on
of
iTunes.
All,
so.
Get the album.
Yeah. Go get it.
Get the album.
Go get it.
It's the best sounding album sonically. I can say that we just need to get the album. Yeah,
it's called All We Ever Wanted Was An Ear. So go get Mr. Lou and MSK. All We Ever Wanted Was An Ear album. It's out on all musicas and all online music stores. So yeah, another thing, check us out. Just Google Mr. Lou and MSK.
Yeah.
All our social media thingies are all there. You know, just Mr. Lou and MSK. You'll find everything, your Twitter, your Instagram, Facebook, everything is there.
But now on related searches under Mr. Lou and MSK, it says, Mr. Lou and MSK, what is the status of their love lives? I promise you it says related. You think I'm lying. They think I'm lying, producer Palesa.
I'm sure you're not on Google. You're on some other search.
I'm on Google,
we don't know.
Yeah, you said I'm on Google. So I Googled it. That's what came up.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's quite interesting.
It's interesting.
But yeah.
Yeah,
just go and search for Mr. Lou and MSK. You'll find
it. Dig it. You'll find all the answers there. Yeah. Do you have any questions, producer Palesa? I've got nothing left to ask. You look...
How are the groupies?
We appreciate the love, eh? We appreciate the love because it is actually what pushes us, you know. So the groupies are nice. You know, I wouldn't even call them groupies. I'd call them like supporters.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I don't have those.
We have supporters. We have a lot of supporters. Yeah. So yeah, we appreciate the support. Hey.
Epic. I dig it. Guys, thanks so much for stopping by and all the best.
Thanks
if you missed
lot,
any of this
bro.
Interview, you can catch it in iTunes, the same place you can get the album. Just follow the Cliff Central account, plus of course in the Cliff Central app and online at cliffcentral.com. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.